sweetie.
Yeah?
Honey, andaso dipa iganid.
I don't know. What time is it?
It's time to start the show.
Nah.
Okay, hey, bonjour, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to bonjour,
Nana Bonjour,
the podcast about Ojibwe language.
Yep.
And culture. I am Nana Bonjour, and with me once again today, as she is every week, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Ikadom bonjour, Weenie Mushane. Say hello, sweetheart.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
And today, our Ojibwe phrase of the day, Anin, and daso dipa iganid.
Oh, what?
What time is it? And you know what time I think it is, sweetie?
What's that?
I think it's time we tell the story of Niswi Bungi Gukushog.
Oh, what?
The three little pigs. So back in the days of the grandfathers, there were Niswi Bungi Gukushog. There were three little pigs, and they all built homes for themselves. The first Gukush, he built his home out of straws.
Yeah.
I never understood that, but it was all plastic. Maybe there were those bendy straws. And one day, Chimaji Maingan, the big bad wolf, he came up to the straw house.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Bungi Gukush, Bungi Gukush, little pig, let me in. And Bungi Gukush, he yells back. He says, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. You see, not a lot of people know this, but apparently pigs have hair on their chin.
Nah.
I don't know why they call it a goat tea. They should call it a pig tea.
Nah. Yeah.
And so the Chimaji Maingan, the big bad wolf, he says, well, then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. And he did just that. He huffed and puffed and he blew that house down because, again, it was just made out of straws. So then he goes to the next pig's house, and it goes, Bungi Gukush, Bungi Gukush, let me in. And Bungi Gukush, he says, Chimaji Maingan, big bad wolf, you can't come in, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. And Chimaji Maingan, he says, then I'll huff and I'll puff. And I'll blow your house in. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew that house in. Mm-hmm. Oh, this house, I guess, was made out of sticks. So, but again, it just sticks, so it blew right over. Well, finally, he gets to the third Niswi Bungi Gukush. And this pig, he was a smart pig. He built his house out of bricks.
Oh, what?
And Chimaji Maingan, the big bad wolf, he comes up there and he's like, Bungi Gukush, Bungi Gukush, little pig, let me in. And a Bungi Gukush, he says, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Chimaji Maingan, the big bad wolf, he says, then I'll puff and I'll puff and I'll blow that house in. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew at the house. And nothing happened because, you know, it was a real house. It was made out of bricks. I mean, kind of a stupid plan when you think about it.
Yeah, huh?
And then so he, I don't know. I don't really remember how the story ends. So Chimaji Maingan, the big bad wolf, he goes, well, I guess I'll just let him live his life. And this is the story of the Niswi Bungi Gukushog. The three little pigs,
and
the big bad wolf, the Chimaji Maingan, who I guess I never understood the point. What's the moral of that story, sweetie?
You got me. I don't know. Don't trust wolves?
Yeah. Okay. That's the moral of the story. Don't trust wolves. And you have been listening to
Bonjour,
Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language.
Uh-huh.
And culture. I am Nana Bonjour.
And this is Natasha.
Bonjour!
And I will see you again.
Gigawaba min.
Minawa.
Hawa. What is the point of that story?
You got me.